This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. In his message entitled Who We Are, Pastor Scott celebrates the 9th anniversary of New Hope East Hawaii. Through this celebration message, Pastor Scott reminds us of the biblical identity and purpose of the church. This message was delivered on March 12, 2017. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Well, good morning, New Hope. You know, back many years ago, who had ever thought, all the friends that I used to hang around with, when I tell them what I do, they're like, what? They think I'm lying. And some of them, they come to visit us, and it's like, wow, it really is true. You know, back in 2008, and we started really, really humble beginnings. And as I look back, you know, it took a lot of faith. I think in my wife had a lot of faith in me because, for one thing, I was working at HPM. And for many of you know, I like tools. I love power tools. Maybe it makes you feel powerful, but I love power tools. And I was at HPM, and I was the tool buyer. How good can it be? These guys would bring me free tools every week just to try. And I had the dream job. And then I was asked to go work for the church. And I was thinking, are you kidding? Why would I quit my job that I really love, take a pay cut, go work for the church, which the job is not even guaranteed because when Pastor Alex retires, I am required to resign. Why would I quit my steady job, take a pay cut, work for a job that is not guaranteed? But my wife believed. I don't know, she believed, and I prayed, and we said, go for it, so I did. And man, it's amazing what God can do. I mean, today we have a worship team. We have a sound system. We have nice chairs, a carpeted stage. I mean, we have come a long way. And you know what? All glory goes to God. Amen? Not to me. You know, I've heard people say it many times. And I said it myself. Who needs church? I certainly thought that I didn't need it. And still today I hear it from many people. And I believe that those who feel that they don't need church, they really don't know what church is all about. It's all about the food. Come on, the spiritual food. I mean, we all like physical food. I mean, who doesn't? If Christians go to church regularly, they may be going to church just because they think it's the right thing to do. It's what I do on Sunday mornings. It's what I always did. But what is the church really there for? What its purpose? Are we just like a social gathering? So we come here to make each other feel good. The church needs to be much more than that, much more than a social gathering. A church is it's about a place where we gather each week and we equip, we strengthen, we pray for. The church is not this building. This building is the Rosio Pavilion. It's part of Christian Liberty School. But together, we make up the congregation that is at New Hope East Hawaii. We are a family. And I got to tell you, man, I love this family. All different shapes and sizes, all different backgrounds, but we come together each week as a family. You know what? I swear, when I came here 9 years ago, my hair was black. I believe my hair was black. I was probably 30 pounds heavier. It's not because of you guys that my hair turned white or I lost weight. I think it was my children. If you have children, you know. You get white hair and you lose weight because you stress out over them. And so today, man, it is just so wonderful that, you know, we get to celebrate 9 years being a fellowship. And I never thought in my wildest dream that I would have the nerve, the guts to stand up each week in front of all of you. I know it's warm in here. We got the fire going, so it's extra warm. But it's extra warm up here because of the lights and everybody looking at you. You know when people look at you, your temperature just rises. Yeah. So this morning, we're going to talk about the church. So who is the church? We are the church. You and I. In Romans 16:5, also greet the church that is in their house. Greet Epaphras, my beloved, who is the first convert to Christ from Asia. So what does the church do? You say, greet the church. Wouldn't make sense, right? If I say greet the church and you come and you greet the building. Right? Does it make sense? Oh, wow, wonderful building. Good morning, building. Doesn't make sense. So it's referring to the people. Why would Paul say greet the church if it was a building? Many people today understand the church as a building. But that's not biblical. Understanding that the word church comes from the Greek word ekklesia, which defined as an assembly or called out ones. The root meaning of church is not of a building, but it's of people. If you ever said that, I am so blessed by the church, I'm sure you don't mean the building, but the people within the building. Amen? So when we say greet the church, meaning we greet one another because we are the church. The church is a group of people, according to the Bible. In 1 Corinthians 1:2, I am writing to God's church in Corinth. Okay? So he's not writing to a building in Corinth. He's writing to God's people in Corinth. To you who have been called by God to be his own holy people. He made you holy by means of Christ Jesus, just as he did for all people everywhere who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and ours. Again, as you read Paul's writing to the church in Corinth, it would be ridiculous if he was to be writing to a building. But really, he's writing to a group of people. The church is individuals in 1 Corinthians 15:9. For I am the least of all apostles. In fact, I am not even worthy to be called an apostle after the way I persecuted God's church. Okay, so Paul is writing here that he was the very one persecuting God's church. Now, how would you persecute a building? Kind of ridiculous, right? Maybe you can burn it down, but really. But he's talking about individual people. He persecuted God's church. Individual people. He talks about it. One of the founders of the home church in England, Canon Ernest Southcott, said it best. The holiest movement of the church service is the moment when God's people, strengthened by preaching and sacrament, go out of the church door and into the world to be the church. We don't go to church. We are the church. Hey, you guys are sharp. You had your coffee this morning. Was the coffee strong? Okay. Because the coffee needed to be strong, so you stay awake. Therefore, the church, therefore, is not a place. It's not a building. It's a location. It's not a denomination. We, God's people who are in Christ Jesus, are the church. We are the church. So, we are the church. You and I are the church. Why do we gather? What is the purpose of our gathering? So we can come together and and be comfortable and eat good food. The purpose of the church is to equip and to save. The purpose of the church is not to eat and get fat while fishing, although we love to do those things, or eat and get fat while shopping, or just eat and get fat, period. But the purpose of the church is to equip each and every one of you to go out of the building, be the church in your community, to save people. Ephesians 4:11 and 12. Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. That's what we need to be doing. The purpose of the church is twofold: to come together, to assemble, bringing each member into spiritual maturity. The church reaches out to spread the love of Christ, the gospel message to unbelievers in the world. This is the Great Commission. So the purpose of the church is to minister to believers and unbelievers. The local church is defined as an assembly of believers or a congregation that meets together physically for worship, fellowship, for teaching, prayer, encouragement in faith. At the local church level, we can live in relationships with one another. This is my favorite part. We break bread together. How many of you, your favorite part of church is eating? Just me. Wow. You guys need to repent from lying. Seriously. Just me. Nobody else. Wow. I guess all that food is for me after church. Man, I love, and we gather together to pray for one another. We gather to disciple one another. 8 o'clock in the morning, we have a Bible study. Man, it's to help us grow and learn, because we don't want to stay spiritual babies forever, do we? The church is important because it's the primary vehicle through which God carries out his purposes on the earth. The church is the body of Christ's heart, his mouth, his hands, his feet. You know, when Christ ascended to heaven, he went up. The church now becomes his hands, his feet, his mouth. We are the body of Christ. We are the church. One of the greatest examples I heard about the church, I learned from Pastor Wayne. He told me we are like the fishing nets. If you ever had a throw net or a cross net and you put it out and it got stuck and it got torn and got holes inside, it's like, that's what we like. We are nets, and we come here each Sunday and we mend you up by preaching, by praying. We patch all the holes. Why? So we can cast you back out into the world to catch some more fish. Hanapa'a. Not to mend you up and hang you on the wall as some pretty decoration. That would defeat its purpose. Amen? So you come here each Sunday. You get prayed over. You hear the word. You get patched up. You get healed up. Only to be cast back out into the world to catch more people. And you guys been doing well, because some of you, I see you bring a friend. That means you caught somebody. You become fishers of men. Some of us, we go out, we catch fish still yet. We're still learning. Some of us, we use the fishing to catch men. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. We are this great fellowship. God didn't bring us here 9 years to keep us the same. We are transforming month to month, year to year. And there's new people come. There's old people move on. and people will come and go out of this fellowship. But as long as you are here, as long as you are the body of Christ, we are going to equip you so that you can go back out and we can save the world. Amen? You know, long before we planted this church, I went to Chicago, and I listened to this guy. His name is Bill Hybels. He's the pastor of this fantastic church out in Chicago. And something that he said many years ago that really, really stuck with me to this day. He said, the local church is the hope of the world. Can you imagine what any community would be like without a local church? Man, it would be pretty sad. Sunday morning, you would get up and what? I guess you would watch football. Or if not football season, then you'd be pretty boring. I mean, the local, think about it. What would a community look like without a local church? You know, turn to your neighbor and say, you know what? You are the hope of the world. Because you are. I wanted to make one shirt that says, N-O, hope, question mark. No hope, then K-N-O-W, hope, exclamation point. No hope, no hope. Yeah? Because we know hope. Because we know hope. New hope. We have hope of our eternity. We know where we're going. And we get to go and point others in the direction so they can find hope. 9 years, and if you've been here, 9 years from the beginning to now, we have changed so much. And we are continuing to evolve, to do God's work. The message stays the same. Sometimes the delivery, we change it up a little to meet you where you're at. But the message always stays the same. We always preach Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He was born, he was crucified, he was died, he was buried, and he was raised up from the dead. And he ascended to heaven. That's the good news of the gospel. We are the church. We are the ones to take that good news to the world. Amen. You know, when we first came here, my hair was black. I was 170. My eyes was good. It's gotten worse. I got new glasses. My wife got me these new glasses. And I got to tell you, when I put on these new glasses, man, everything is in high definition now. Really. The only thing is I can't see this because it's for distance. I got to go to physical therapy because my body's getting old. I got to go take cholesterol medicine, sugar medicine, and we're all evolving. We're changing. We're growing together. You know, when I put on these glasses, I told my wife, I feel like that old man from that movie Up. Really, it's like, gosh, I am getting old. And we are training up the next generation of youth to take over this church one day. We have many young ones in the pipelines that we are training. The future of New Hope East Hawaii looks very good. We were talking this morning, hey, maybe we should air condition this building. How many of you are for that? Yeah, okay, those who raise your hand, the money is in your bank account to put the AC in. Thank you, all those who raise your hand, thank you very much for volunteering. Man, but we are New Hope East Hawaii. And if you are a member or a part of this family, be proud. Be proud, not prideful, but be proud that we are trying to our very, very best to accomplish God's work, what God has called us here to do. You know, we have so many things going on out here. We We have a really great sports ministry, a men's ministry, a women's ministry. We have children's and youth ministry. In fact, this Saturday, if you have a teenager, we'll be doing youth right here from 5:30 p.m. to probably like 8:30. So send them here. James is going to cook, so they're going to eat really good. Adults, sorry. Unless you can serve, then maybe you get to taste some of his food. But we are doing exciting things here. We are reaching people. We are equipping people. We are saving people. And we are making a difference. Amen. So I want to thank you for joining us today to celebrate 9 years. And we're already planning for our 10-year one. So get ready. Big bang, bells and whistles, everything. So get ready for that. I'd like to invite the worship team to come back up. And I want to give you a hint of what's coming up. Okay, so the next 4 weeks, you don't want to miss this, okay? We are going to start a series called And God Said. It's about the power of God's words, the blessings, how to hear him, to act upon his words. You're not going to want to miss this. The next 4 weeks, we're going to talk about And God Said. You know, when God said, are you like, when E.F. Hutton talks? Yeah, somebody, that's all the old guys who would answer that question. We know your age now. All the young kids go like, who is that? Yeah, when God speaks, everybody listens. Amen? You ready? Why don't you stand? And we're going to sing. And when you sing, sing with joy. Sing. If you want to raise your hands, raise your hand. You want to clap, clap. You want to dance, dance.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keauʻu, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.